Welcome to What's Failing the World, on the show you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, but create the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, using vaccines which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, as well as the kidnapping of our children, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems already available. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. I strongly encourage all of you that have not yet done so to go to my website, drcarly.com, drcarly.com, as well as reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and download the four diagrams that are posted there, and then you can listen to the videos of a lecture I gave in Chicago in 2008 where I explained these diagrams. The first diagram is the big picture, the cause of all disease. And it's very simple, actually. You receive a number of assaults, and eventually when those assaults become large enough that they actually cause your body to develop symptoms in order to make you realize you're doing the wrong thing, unfortunately, most people go to my corrupt profession, the white coats or the medical devils, as B.J. Palmer, founder of chiropractic, called them, to get their diseases managed, which of course involves toxic drugs, which may get rid of some symptoms, but always get the side effects. And it's very important for people to face the fact that the Hippocratic Oath has been turned into the hypocritical oath. And this will be the subject of the book that I'm working on, which I don't seem to be able to get done because the list of information and documentation that the Hippocratic Oath has become the hypocritical is just staggering. So actually cutting it down so as not to end up within a encyclopedia is the hard part. Thanks to the persecution I encountered due to my work, including the abduction and ongoing state-sanctioned torture of my son, I was forced to face the truth that all these problems we face are being caused intentionally. And the solutions that have been developed by people of conscience and step out of the boxes created when one becomes a licensed professional in any field are being suppressed. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created hell on earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. And that is what we need to do. There is an army of people of conscience standing up. Our very survival is being threatened, and it is time to stand up, speak up, and when necessary, shout. Silence is consent, and if you do not stand up and speak out in whatever way your spirit moves you to do so, you are aiding and abetting your own destruction, thus acting as an accomplice to those murdering you and those you love. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. And always remember that negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. It's not that the truth is going to set us free. Acting on the truth will set us free. And I want to state that yesterday on my other radio show, I had as guests some individuals with the group One Voice for the Kids, .org.uk. And it's going to get very interesting when the Olympics occurs because they are planning a massive road blockade of the road, the major road leading to the Olympics. And they're planning on creating a 117-mile-long parking lot in order to bring attention to the fact that children are being kidnapped and murdered and sexually abused by the state. And I have hooked up those people with Kevin Annette's group, who's been a guest on my show before, who's also bringing action against the Crown and the church, as well as Big Pharma. So I'm hoping things are going to get really hot in London, and hot enough where it might actually force the mainstream media to cover this. And these are the kinds of things we must do, because these people must be stopped. Although I don't even like to call them people. They're predators, they're psychopaths, they have no conscience, and this is a very important year in order for us to turn things around. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from any place in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Note that the archives for this network, These Changing Times, are accessed by clicking on a separate link under 2012. You'll see it where it says click here for TCT Archives. So my archives for this show are listed there. If you have questions or comments during the show, the best thing that you can do is to contact the producers by the chat room and ask your questions. We're going to try to do that at this point just to make things a little easier for everybody. And I encourage all of you to ask whatever questions or make whatever comments that you have. Let me just state that one of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator that I use myself for my pets and myself. And it's very important that everybody have access to this amazing natural substance, which no organism that's ever been tested has ever been found to be able to withstand colloidal silver. In other words, it gets rid of everything with no side effects. And as more and more biowarfare organisms are being created and released, and especially this rabies monstrosity, this tweaked rabies virus that they're actually making and is being, you know, used to create the cannibals all over the world. We're going to be seeing more and more of this. I'm sure at some point they're going to admit that, in fact, it is rabies. In fact, last week there was another case in Florida where one of these cannibals not only started eating some man's stomach, but he bit the police officers who were trying to tase him. So we'll see if they admit that those police officers now have rabies, because at some point they're going to have to let that cat out of the bag so that they can force you to take the rabies vaccine on top of everything else. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing the world, is an orchestrated bird flu pandemic. And hopefully my guest will be Jane Burgermeister. We're waiting for her to... Okay, excellent. Jane is here. Okay, now I can breathe again. Jane Burgermeister is here, one of my heroes. And I lost contact with her for a while, but thankfully we got back in contact again. Jane Burgermeister was born in Switzerland of an Irish mother and an Austrian father. She's a dual Irish-Austrian national and lives in Vienna, Austria. With a M.A. honors degree from Edinburgh University in Scotland, she has written, as a journalist, obviously, for Nature, the British Medical Journal, The Scientist, Reuters Health, and The Guardian, among other publications. She was European correspondent for the website of Renewable Energy World, a position from which she was suddenly dismissed in July 2009 after filing a series of criminal charges against Baxter, the World Homicide Organization, and others in regards to the release of 72 kilos of seasonal flu with the bird flu virus in an Austrian lab in February 2009. Shortly after that episode, the swine flu mysteriously broke out in Mexico in April 20, 2009, and she covered these developments on her bird flu blog, a bird flu blog, then switching to thefluecase.com. She has distanced herself from the Fluecase website after some strange things happened on that site with the webmaster, including her login being removed. But she still gets the word out. She has an excellent YouTube that's up at this point. And, of course, they have done the same thing today that they've done to me. Go after her mental status. As a matter of fact, an Austrian judge tried to put her under a court guardianship on the grounds that she's a conspiracy theorist and a danger to herself. You know, I love that term, conspiracy theory. Of course, these are facts. Just like Jane has documented everything she's ever reported, so have I, but still they use that term, conspiracy theorist. No, these are not conspiracy theories. These are facts that both of us have found and have reported on for years. And unable to shut down her website, the Austrian judge tried to, as I said, put her under a court guardianship on the grounds that she's a danger to herself, moving swiftly after she found evidence of massive manipulation of patients' records in court files in a Heitzing hospital and court. But so far, I think that they've actually made three attempts to psychiatrically confine her. But I would like to bring on Jason Burgermeister. As far as I'm concerned, the only journalist in the entire globe who's actually telling us the truth about what's going on. Welcome to the show, Jane. And if you could start out maybe by just giving the listeners an idea of some of the things that you have gone through in regards to what these monsters do in order to shut you up from telling the truth.
And these have been a very kind of traumatic 3 years in some ways. In 2010, three attempts were made to judge her children. Two attempts were made by a research team who worked for
some of the Jane, hold on. We can't even make out what you're saying. I don't know what the problem is. Do you have your Skype setting such that... Well, one thing I found out, I was going to
say,
but you have to make sure that you don't have checked the option where your sound will be automatically monitored or whatever. You have to uncheck that if you have that checked. But let's try again and see. Okay, I'm gonna also mute when you're speaking. We'll see if that helps. So if you could start again, Jane, because we didn't make out anything that you just said. So take it away.
Is this better? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you can unmute yourself. Much, much better. Take it away.
Great. Well, in 2010, three attempts were made to psychiatry gave me. You mentioned one attempt, but such put me under court guardianship, which would have led to my psychiatrization. And there were two other attempts made by a researcher working for the Ludwig Boltzmann Institute in Austria. He's paid by the government, and he went to a psychiatrist who he knew personally and tried to be able to confine me. She'd never met me. He'd never met me. Thankfully, she refused to do it twice. She lost her life since then in 2010, and still hasn't got it back. And the whole procedure to which she lost her license was in itself illegal. The same research just went to the health ministry, made these allegations against her, and the same day she was issued with a prohibition to continue practicing her profession. So it's been a very, very interesting to see how this globalist group can use all these methods to silence people in the background.
Yes, and if I could ask, what was the excuse used to go after the one person with a conscience that told the truth in regards to your quote-unquote mental status? What excuse did they use to go after her license?
Well, the whole usual sort of lies and defamation, there was absolutely no basis to it. Evaluators were called in, and she engaged a lawyer, and there's no proof that she was incompetent, unable, or any of these things that he, that Ms. Lucas can have said. But it happened just after the judge's attempt to put me under court guardianship failed in 2010. That was the third attempt. And I think the timing is very unusual. She lost her license and just a very short time after that, and still hasn't got it back. And she doesn't know what the allegations really are, because what she's seeing has absolutely no basis in reality. It's just any excuse that's being used to kind of destroy her as well as me.
Well, this is how these monsters operate, and the same thing happened to me when the New York State Medical Board claimed I had a delusion of conspiracy, even though I had 10 psychologists and psychiatrists evaluate me and all found that I was fine. The one who did come to court and testify in my behalf, not only did they go after his license, but they even sent the IRS to his office to try to, you know, scare him into backing off from standing up for me, you know, by going after his financial assets. So that's what people have to realize. This is what we're up against. If you tell the truth in this corrupt planet, you're going to be attacked. And that's why it's so important for the public to stand up with us and not be afraid, because in my opinion, things are getting very intense now. Before you came on, I was talking about a show I did yesterday. At the Olympics, there are many groups that are coming together, and they're planning on making the 117-mile road into the Olympics into a parking lot to basically bring attention to the fact of how many children are being kidnapped, raped, and murdered in various countries, actually, and this is all being orchestrated by the various governments. So people are learning that it's time for us to stand up and to not be afraid, because we have to stop these psychopaths, these monsters, what they are doing. And if you could, Jane, I did send the YouTube link to the producers, and they've got it in the chat room, and they also sent it out in an email. But I don't have the title in front of me. Your last YouTube, which is outstanding. Could you just tell people the title of that YouTube that they can just put into the YouTube search engine so that they can hear your latest YouTube and also share that with everyone they know?
It's called, I think, Pandemic Update. Mike Podlewski did this video clip when he was in Vienna just a couple of weeks ago on my YouTube channel, Jane Bergemeister. It's just a pandemic update about describing all the damage which has now emerged from the last pandemic vaccine campaign, which has been confirmed by four countries in Europe in the meantime, the way that this swine flu vaccine has been causing brain disorders of the kind you predicted already in 2009, and warning people that these pandemic plans are being actually tightened behind the scenes, and we could well be facing another pandemic emergency level 6 scare soon.
Oh, yes, it's coming. I'm going to discuss that in a minute, but in order to give the listeners an idea of the corruption and fraud that we're dealing with these agencies, and of course, you know, I focus on here in the U.S., where we have the Fraudulent Drug Administration. There was a very important article that was just in my local CharlotteObserver.com today on page 9A. And the title of it is FDA Red Emails of Disgruntled Scientists. And it actually talks about how the FDA started a wide-ranging surveillance operation against a group of its own scientists, utilizing an enemies list as it secretly captured thousands of emails that the disgruntled scientists sent privately to members of Congress, lawyers, labor officials, journalists, and even President Barack Obama. And basically, the scientists were claiming that faulty review procedures at the agency had led to the approval of medical imaging devices for mammograms and colonoscopies that exposed patients to dangerous levels of radiation, which, of course, radiation causes cancer. A confidential government review in May by the Office of Special Counsel found the scientists' medical claims were valid. Valid enough to warrant a full investigation into what it termed a substantial and specific danger to public safety. So, rather than the FDA be concerned about dangerous drugs and devices being unleashed on the public, the they go after their own scientists who do have a conscience that are trying to bring attention to the fact that the FDA is covering it up.
It's an absolute nightmare, Dr. Carly. Science is supposed to help people, and we see it being used as an instrument to kill people. It's just a total perversion of the whole meaning of medicine, and unbelievable.
Yes, and that's what people have to face, is that, and this is why I left medicine, and my goal is to cause the death of medicine, because in fact, it is not being totally weaponized. And before we get into this new bird flu situation, I would like you to please share with the listeners, whatever happened of the request for a criminal investigation that you launched against Baxter, when they released 72 kilos of live bird flu virus to various laboratories in Europe. Whatever happened with that? I'm sure I could guess, but please tell the listeners.
Well, it was started. The police at least began investigating Baxter, and it continued until September 2009. And then just before Baxter got a license to market its swine flu vaccine, the case was dropped by the public prosecutor, and I was never able to see as far as the reason why it was dropped. So obviously pressure was put on the state prosecutor, on the police, to drop this very, very incriminating case where a big pharma company was caught trying to start a bird flu pandemic in 2009.
And it is so insane that a company who obviously had done this, I mean, they were allegedly going to investigate it, but they didn't need to because you had the proof. And then they allowed this company to become licensed with another pandemic vaccine. You know, you can't even wrap your head around this. It is so insane that they would do that. Who actually was the entity that licensed them for their swine flu vaccine? Are you aware of who did that? Was it in the U.S. or somewhere else?
Well, I know inside Europe, the body that does this belongs to the EU, and they got their license from the European Medical Agency to put the Baxter swine flu vaccine on the market. But because of the scandal surrounding this contamination, Baxter actually limited the amount of contracts it triggered. It didn't sell as many vaccines in Ireland as it originally planned. GlaxoSmithKline stepped in to fill the gap. Also in Austria, it put on the market a vaccine without a vaccine. And interestingly enough, among the about 30 cases now confirmed in Ireland of narcolepsy among young children due to the swine flu vaccine, one is due to Baxter, and that means that Baxter is being given to people in Ireland, probably with the adjuvant, because many scientists have said it was the adjuvant which resulted in this narcolepsy. So that shows there's a total breakdown. Baxter is just doing whatever it wants. It's licensed to put its swine flu vaccine on the market without an adjuvant. But apparently in Ireland, it's just putting in the adjuvants which are creating narcolepsy. A very tiny proportion of the Irish people, for example, took the Baxter jab. Majority took the GlaxoSmithKline jab, and now there are all these cases of this brain disorder among young people in Ireland, as well as in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Germany, and other countries.
Yes, and as I explained in my documents on my website, and as I always try to make people aware, every part of the vaccine is bad. The viruses are bad. The tissues that they use to grow the viruses are bad. The adjuvants are bad. Everything in there causes damage in a particular way. But yes, in fact, strangely, this narcolepsy thing, and we have this case of the nodding disease in the Ugandan children. I'm sure that you're aware of that. And these children eventually go on, of course, to die, which I'm sure has a lot to do with the fact that nutritionally they're not getting the proper nutrients. But it's very interesting that certain things happen with different vaccines, and it makes me realize that it has to be that these things are being done intentionally. Now, here in the States, as I'm sure you're aware, people cannot even bring a lawsuit for vaccine damage unless they go through this special vaccine court, which, of course, is almost impossible to get your case heard in front of because they have ridiculous time constraints. Unless your symptoms come to be within a certain number of days after the jab, then they basically throw your case out. What's the status in Europe? Are you aware of any ability of the people, such as those who have got the nodding problem, the narcolepsy, are they able to sue Baxter or GlaxoSmithKline for damages to themselves, or is it basically just a situation where they're immune?
Absolutely. Before the time-free vaccine campaign started in 2009, these companies made sure they signed contracts giving them full immunity in the event of damage being caused by their vaccines. That means that the people of Ireland, Sweden, and so on, who have now been confirmed by the government to be suffering from narcolepsy due to these pandemics, not the vaccines, cannot sue GlaxoSmithKline or the other companies. They have to go to the government and ask the government to give them actually miserably small quantities of compensation for a disease which is destroying their whole lives, because these are children who can never probably work properly again or study properly again or whatever, and have to spend the rest of their lives on stimulants. The only country which didn't activate the vaccine contract was Poland. The Polish health minister, as a doctor, Eva Kopacz, she asked the pandemic vaccine manufacturers to accept liability for any damage done by the vaccine, and they refused. And that is why she ultimately refused to trigger the contract. And we all know, or many people know, what happened in Poland as a result of this brave woman's refusal to take the pandemic vaccine. She made an appearance at the PACE, the Council of Europe, inquiry into the pandemic scam. And within a few days, there was that mysterious plane crash in Smolensk where 96 members of the Polish government were just wiped out. And it's increasingly clear that this is another mass murder of a European government, and probably largely because she refused to take the vaccine.
Was she on that plane as well?
She was not on the plane, but ever since then she's been very, very quiet. On this plane, allegedly, were kind of like half the government, the military, the security, and many, many vital people who had supported her during the vaccine campaign and in her refusal to take this vaccine. Because none of these people ever were on the plane. It's unheard of to send half the government of Poland on one plane, or of any country on one plane, because of security reasons. There are restrictions. Usually even two MPs can't get together or fly on the same plane for security reasons. And there's no footage of them ever getting onto the plane or the plane really taking off. So there's a lot of people who think that they were murdered before they even inside Poland, or taken to camps within Poland, lured to the airport, and then taken to camps where they were actually murdered or put on the plane to another place. There was no sign of the bodies at the crash site, for example, in Smolensk. There's film, video film footage showing the crash site, and absolutely no sign of human bodies at all. So it's a very, very strange case.
Yes, just like happened here on 9/11. And obviously they sent this doctor with a conscience a very strong message. And that's why people that do what we do, you have to lose your fear of death. Because the way I look at things, if they kill me, I go on vacation. The obvious corruption and fraud is getting so right in our face as to what they're doing. And, of course, the idea that they would mandate that people get a vaccine without telling them, oh, by the way, if you develop a vaccine-induced disease, and narcolepsy is the only aspect that's come out, but all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage are also caused by vaccines. And the idea that they could try to force people to get a vaccine that can destroy their life or even kill them, and not even tell them that, oh, by the way, if something terrible happens to you, you know, you'll get a basic pittance of a disability check by which you'll be barely able to survive, and that's the best you'll do. It's just mind-boggling. Yeah, I mean, any other area, any other corporate structure, if you're producing any other product, automobile tires, you name it, and there's a defect, and people die or have a problem because of your product, you can sue them and get damages for what's happened to you. Isn't it strange that the pharmaceutical companies are the only ones, especially in regards to vaccine production, that apparently have this wonderful immunity where they can maim and kill and just say, oh, I'm sorry, it's your problem, you know, and now we're going to do it again because now we're going to be talking about what's happening now with the bird flu. But that's why your work is so important, Jane. I know that you're waking up a lot of people in Europe. This show is out of the UK, although we do have global listeners. And we really need to spread this information. You were highly involved in getting people to not take the swine flu back in 2009, the vaccine jab. I did about 1,000 shows during that time as well. And actually, we had a very interesting experience. We had done some shows with Alex Jones. And I recall we were scheduled to do a follow-up show. And then the very day of the show, all of a sudden, the show got canceled. I'm sure you remember that, right?
Yeah, I've never been on the Alex Jones show at all. And this is supposed to be at least my first appearance. And that I was told to be ready for a phone call at midnight. And the phone call never came. And then I got an email saying, oh, you didn't answer the phone. But I know for a fact that there were a lot of people around who were witnesses to the fact that I never got this call. And as you say, there was no effort made to reschedule my appearance anyway on his show. So that was my strange experience with Alex Jones back then. In the meantime,
Well, let me just mention, okay, so I was confused. I had done a couple of shows with Alex Jones in regards to the vaccines and the bird flu vaccine. I thought that you were on one of them with me, but okay, so you weren't. And then they had planned to have us both on at the same time. And, of course, I did get a call right before the show by one of the producers, and I was told that Alex decided he needed more time to, you know, go over the information or whatever excuse they gave. So they obviously lied to you. But they did call me, and like you said, there was no attempt to reschedule our show. And so this is one of many things that made me realize that Alex Jones is one of those people who tells 90% truth and 10% lies. And obviously, he's a puppet. Somebody's controlling him. And he was told, do not have Jane Burgermeister on the show because that's going to cause too big of a problem. Because, as I said, you've got the evidence on Baxter. I mean, just think about it, Jane. They're trying to scare us about, you know, we've got all these terrorists and they're going to possibly harm us with bioweapons. Well, 72 kilos of live bird flu, that's a biological weapon. Why weren't the people at Baxter tried for being terrorists?
It's just, as you say, a key point, and I think that's what they didn't want to have discussed too much on the airwaves. In 2010, WikiLeaks documents showed that the Baxter facility here in Austria is listed as a critical security site for the U.S. government. So here we have another clue that this Baxter site is either related to the CIA or one of the black op bioweapons ops run by the U.S. government. And that makes the whole incident even more inexplicable. How could this crucial security site be involved in such a serious lapse that it almost triggered a global bird flu pandemic in 2009? It just becomes ever more mysterious and incomprehensible as more evidence emerges.
Exactly. And I had sent you an article, which you were probably already aware of, that's also been sent out by the board ops, and it's in the chat room. Very important article from dailymail.co.uk, dated July 11, 2012. And the title is, Bird Flu is Only 3 Steps from Mutating into a Deadly New Form that Could Cause Global Pandemic, and Scientists Are Scrambling for New Vaccines. Now, knowing as I do and as you do, that these scientists are actually creating these viruses, there's so much evidence of that, it could fill a book in itself. But basically, they're letting us know that bird flu is only 3 steps from mutating and into a deadly new form. And how is it mutating? Well, they're causing it to mutate. And now what's really disgusting in this article is they're talking about a pre-pandemic vaccination. Their plan did not work to start the swine flu pandemic in 2009 because people did not get the vaccine as a rule. They had to get rid of so many doses, and in fact, now they're combining the 2009 swine flu with the regular flu vaccine here in the States, and anybody ignorant enough to get that, you know, basically that's how they're using up a lot of what they created back then. But now they've come up with this idea of a pre-pandemic vaccine where they're going to immunize people in advance against a pandemic that is yet to happen and may never come. Of course, it will only come if people are foolish enough to get the vaccination. And as part of their scheme to bring this forward, what they've actually done is they've gone back to the swine flu pandemic, as they call it, which is a joke because originally they stated only 18,500 people allegedly died from the swine flu. So they did a quote-unquote fresh analysis and upped the numbers to 580,000 people, which is totally, you know, bogus. You know, they can say whatever they want. They can pull numbers out of the air. They can't go backwards and say, oops, you know, lots more people died than we realized from the swine flu. And so, of course, now, since they know that the bird flu virus is mutating because they're making it happen, now we're going to have Novartis, Sanofi, and GlaxoSmithKline deliver bird flu vaccines, H5N1 vaccines. They've already had them approved for use, and they're, you know, making a case for pre-pandemic vaccination in a journal Science last month. So what do you think about that, Jane? Do you smell a rat?
I think it's just unbelievable that these people really seriously think that they can get away with it. The vaccine figures in Europe speak volumes. 1% of the Spaniards took the swine flu vaccine in 2009, 1% of the Italians, 3% of the Austrians, 5% of the Swedes, 6% of the Germans. Now we're seeing the damage. People are aware that this vaccine really did cause a lot of damage, much more than the swine flu virus. And just 2 years later, they think that they can get away with the same hype and that they can force people to take this vaccine because, interestingly enough, at least in Europe, the forced vaccination plans are being rolled out again. Poland has got new forced vaccination plans. Switzerland has new forced vaccination plans, which are just hopefully going to be put to referendum because people scrambled around and collected the 50,000 necessary signatures. So just 2 years after this complete debacle and fiasco, the globalists seriously think they can scare and hype people into taking a pandemic vaccine, which, as you say, is so lacking logic. Everyone can see there's no pandemic, but they're supposed to take one of these vaccines already. It's just actually, I think, it's mind-boggling. I mean, they don't seem to learn the real lesson of 2009, which is you can't get away with it anymore. I think that's the lesson they should have taken from it.
Right, but unfortunately, these people never get charged criminally with crimes against humanity. So they just keep, you know, bringing out the same master template, their master plan. It's okay, it didn't work in 2009, let's try it now again in 2012. And what's really scary is that now we have this tweet rabies virus, and the smoking gun that I realized that that's what's happening and causing all these cases of cannibalism was a research project detail that is posted on my archives on the lightofdayradioshow.com, Dr. Crowley Archives. If you go to the last show in June, it was posted underneath that show. And this is a National Institutes of Health research grant to Wistar Institute for almost $500,000 to develop a vaccine to rabies virus let's see, that will allegedly protect. Of course, that's always a joke because they're giving it a disease. But they're talking about a weaponized rabies virus. Now, the only way they can develop a vaccine is if they already have the virus. So that's proof that they have weaponized the rabies virus. And to bring all this flu and rabies cannibalism stuff together, we have an article, amazingly, from the National Geographic News, published October 27, 2010, on nationalgeographic.com/news. And the title of this article is Zombie Virus Possible Via Rabies Flu Hybrid. And in this article, in the National Geographic, which you don't think of as a place you're going to learn about, you know, viruses, they actually talk about the fact that, you know, they're considering the fact that the rabies virus could combine with the flu to create a faster mode of transmission. And, of course, the psychopathic scientists that they're discussing with this actually state that the last statement in the article, nature doesn't allow all of these things to happen at the same time. In other words, for flu to combine with rabies. Well, of course, the unwritten statement there is, but we can do it in a laboratory. So this was a piece of gold that one of my listeners sent me to basically show that as of back in 2010, they were getting us ready for rabies to combine with flu. And that's what I'm expecting, is that the one unknown ingredient that will be in this bird flu vaccine will be rabies. And this is one of the most horrifying scenarios that you could ever imagine, that people are becoming cannibals. I don't know how much is happening in Europe, but at least once a week we're getting stories here in the United States that people are cannibalizing other people. There was a case in Waco, Texas a couple weeks ago where a man ate his dog, his pet dog. So this is getting very, very dangerous. And I'm just curious, what's the cannibalism status over there in Europe, as far as you know?
We haven't had any cases of this cannibalism here in Europe. I'm not aware of any single case so far in Europe like that. But you're absolutely right. I think they're going to try and hijack this kind of using this terrible rabies virus and try to scare people into taking the vaccine. I personally don't think they're going to succeed, but they sure are creating this monstrous mix now of as you say, this rabies virus tricks with flu to try and spread even more scaremongering than in 2009.
Exactly. And I'm just curious, what kind of response are you getting from people on your blog, on your YouTube? I would expect that they would be already so woken up that this would be self-evident to them at this point, that this whole bird flu scare is just more of the same. Do you feel that people are waking up in critical mass?
I certainly do, Dr. Carly. I think that 2009 was the turning point where people didn't take the vaccine, and Europe numbers were incredibly small. Tiny proportions of the population actually took this pandemic vaccine in spite of enormous mainstream media hype and government hype. Far fewer than usually take the seasonal flu vaccine. And people, the response I'm getting now is people are saying it's not going to work. They're already aware of the whole scam, the scaremongering vaccine, the dangers, and they're not going to take these vaccines. Of course, the pandemic plans are still in place, allowing the government to suspend rights, restrict travel, and force people to take the vaccine in countries like Austria as well. They can put the quarantines around Vienna or put up roadblocks and say you need to have the vaccine to come into a city with this zombie pandemic, whatever they claim is occurring. But the overwhelming response I'm getting is that people are not going to fall for it a second time. There could even be a situation where it comes to violence if they're being forced take this vaccine. They don't see who's going to force them to take it, because the police didn't want to take it last time either, and nor did the army. So I just don't see how they think they're going to get away with it. At least my impression from Europe. And Africa is a different situation. I think they're focusing on Africa because the people have so many struggles with their day-to-day survival, such poor infrastructure, communications, that they hope they can get a massive, safe pandemic started in Africa or another continent like South America, and prey on the really vulnerable and the poor children of countries like Uganda and Tanzania. I don't think they're going to have much success in Europe anyway, judging from the response I've got.
Right, and of course the idea that the leaders of especially the different countries in Africa are selling their people out and are allowing vaccines to be given to people who are so nutritionally deprived in the first place, they're barely surviving. Of course, the goal in Africa is to kill off as many people as possible so they can steal their natural resources. But yes, in fact, it should be self-evident to people, and that's why it's very important for us to get this information out, that if there is a reaction to the vaccine, if they harm you, maim you, kill you, you have absolutely no right to bring them to task for what they've done. And in this Mail Online article, it actually says, as far as the title of the article, scientists are scrambling for new vaccines. Well, the one thing people should have, you know, in their minds, even if they believe that vaccines work, you have to test any big pharma product. It's supposed to go through, you know, years of testing to make sure that it's safe. So how can they just come up with a vaccine at the drop of a hat and say, okay, we've got our three bird flu vaccines licensed, we're ready to go. Where is the testing to prove that it's safe? Of course, there has been none. In fact, if anybody checks any vaccine, including the Gardasil vaccine, which is supposed to protect against cervical cancer, you will find that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, because they know they cause cancer. So I'm hoping, you know, I'm not an advocate of violence. I'm an advocate for creating a 117-mile parking lot on the way to the Olympics. You know, something of that nature. The people have to stand up and say to the psychopaths who control the world, we know you're, you know, trying to depopulate us by 90%. I mean, this is stated in Agenda 21 of the UN. It's stated on the Georgia Guidestones. It's in many documents. And the idea that these monsters would decide who to depopulate, if we depopulated the psychopaths, the Earth would turn into a Garden of Eden. So those are the people that need to get their own vaccines, which I'm sure they never will. But that's one of the most important facts that I try to bring home to people, even if they believe in vaccines, to realize that these can't possibly have been tested. So you are, in essence, the lab rat. Go ahead, Jane.
That's absolutely right. That's one of the editors of a medical paper or journal said in Germany, this is a huge experiment on the German people, and now we're seeing the results. Damaging Germany, 50,000 young people with this narcolepsy hasn't been confirmed yet by the German government or the UK government. But you are going to be a lab rat, and heaven knows what's going to be in this vaccine, what treat rabies viruses or whatever. I just want to mention one factor which could lead these globalist lifestyles to think that it's worth risking another mass vaccination campaign, and that is the financial meltdown of Europe. It's happening very, very quickly, and it's becoming extremely unstable and difficult for them to control. And sometimes very soon, the European Union or the EU could just fall apart, creating enormous poverty and conflict. And people are aware that the euro currency is kind of a scam. It's just a way of taking hundreds of billions of borrowing from the people and giving them it to the super rich. And very soon, because of the dynamics of our privatized money system, the eurozone is going to fall apart. So they might think to themselves, well, just to try and keep some control of the conflicts, prevent ourselves being lynched, these banks, but they might try and start getting some kind of emergency going so they have an excuse to crack down and administer vaccines. That's suffered becoming a critical problem in Europe, which is the meltdown of the euro.
Well, I totally agree with you, and even though here in the States it hasn't gotten to the same point, in fact, you know, the unemployment rate is just extremely high. People are losing their homes in mass numbers. This whole financial debacle has been orchestrated as well. This is what these monsters always do. They create a problem, they come up with a solution, and the solution is always for them to make money. It's called disaster capitalism. And I suspect that is going to be part of their plan, because not only what you're saying is true, but it's also a distraction. Let's make people forget that everything they have is being stolen from them by these banksters. Let's get them concerned about dying from a pandemic flu. You know, it's a look over there strategy.
You're right, and interesting to see if since 2009 we can see who are the people who've been associated with this point to the pandemic vaccine. Who are the individuals? At least in Austria we have a connection to this Alphonse Menzi of Pauli, an aristocrat who's himself linked with the British royal family. We see Prince Charles and the Queen giving a knighthood to the CEO of the GlaxoSmithKline, who produces pandemic, which is causing so much damage to the narcolepsy. So these people, too, I think are beginning to feel very nervous, because for the first time, perhaps, in history, many, many people are becoming aware of the little connections behind the scene that's now emerged in Austria. This Menzel Poeli, the wife of the health minister who signed the pandemic, husband of the health minister who signed the pandemic plan in 2006, actually was involved in arranging the flu masks for Austrians and got a bribe or a kickback in relation to this whole contract for the pandemic flu vaccines in 2009. And who knows whether he was involved also in the ordering the Baxter vaccine, which the Austrian government had a 3-year contract with Baxter running from 2006 to 2009. And just at the beginning of 2009, conveniently, Baxter tried to start, or it looks like they tried to start a pandemic by contaminating the ordinary seasonal flu vaccines with this 72 kilos of vaccine material. So just, it's becoming very clear now that these connections are reaching into the highest levels of society, into the aristocratic circles, royal circles, and banking circles. And I think these individuals are feeling more and more naked and desperate.
Well, exactly, and the idea that, you know, the royal family would give this honor to GlaxoSmithKline, the royal family is a strong proponent of homeopathy, and obviously somebody whispered in their ear, you know, we have to give legitimacy to this company, which, oh, by the way, here in the States, there's all kinds of things going on with these drug companies. Former Merck scientists have filed suit against their own company under the False Claim Act. There's been criminal charges brought, I believe, against GlaxoSmithKline. But funny how these corporations, although the Supreme Court has deemed them to be people, when crimes are committed, those people never go to jail. But this is very suspicious that the royal family would, you know, give any kind of honors to pharmaceutical companies when they themselves use homeopathy and not big pharma. And let me also mention, back when this whole swine flu pandemic was being touted in all the media around the world, Russia was the one place, Pravda, somebody actually sent me an article that was published in Pravda, which told the people of Russia, don't get scared about the swine flu, just get some colloidal silver, which I was amazed that they did this, because, of course, there's no virus that's ever been found that is not killed by colloidal silver with no side effects. So funny how it works out that the Russia media would tell their people, just take colloidal silver, don't get the vaccine. So it's very funny, you know, it's like the bad guys have become the good guys, and it's kind of obvious that the major players in the world, especially in Europe and in the United States, and in Israel as well, are all behind this pandemic scare tactic. They want people to believe that they are going to be submitted to this terrible pandemic, of course, which will be caused by the vaccine, but also that they're hiding the actual things that could prevent any kind of problem, and of course the vaccine will be the main problem, but you know, this information doesn't get to the people, and that's why I'm so grateful that you're out there spreading the word. I'm doing the best that I can. You know, we have to stop this in its tracks. And especially the idea of a pre-pandemic vaccine, because the vaccine will cause the pandemic. That's what people have to realize. Because, you know, the virus is bad enough. But you see, all the other stuff they put in there, like I said, the mercury, the aluminum, the formaldehyde, the list is endless. It's a witch's brew. And the vaccine is so much more dangerous than if somebody coughs or sneezes on you. And people have to take notice to the fact that they were given an immune system. The immune system will protect you from anything as long as you don't do something that's going to disable it. And that's what vaccines do. As a matter of fact, the vaccines actually corrupt the immune system.
That's right. I just wanted to mention a friend of mine was in Russia in 2009 during this whole swine flu scare. She had to go to hospital. I can't remember what reason it was. But the doctors there were talking to her about the whole swine flu hype. And they said, we just don't understand how people could believe all this rubbish and why anybody would take the vaccine. They were saying to her when she was in the hospital in Moscow back then in 2009. So it was a crystal clear to the Russians, but it was all pantomime, fantasy, and make-believe. And probably that's one reason why there's such a campaign now against Putin. I'm not a fan of Putin, but the fact is his government didn't give the people this genocidal vaccine.
Exactly. And that's why I said, you see, all the flag wavers here in this country, it makes me sick. We have all these holidays, you know, July 4th and Memorial Day. We're constantly, you know, praising and worshiping war. But they believe that this country is the best country in the world. What a crock of baloney. In fact, as it turns out, the people in places like Russia, I agree with you, I'm not necessarily a fan of Putin either, but at least he draws the line at causing his people to be mass murdered. And here in the United States, they're just saying, yeah, sure, we're going to go behind this. As a matter of fact, we're going to give $500,000 to the Wistar Institute to produce a vaccine for weaponized rabies, which obviously they had to have made the weaponized rabies in the first place. And we did get a question from a listener on the chat room. Is rabies in the flu vaccine? I'm sure it is, but I can guarantee it's not on the label. What people have to realize, unless you make something yourself, you don't know what's in there. So I am convinced that this cannibalism thing is actually from weaponized rabies, and what better way to make it spread than by giving it with the flu vaccine until the time at which they admit that the cannibalism is due to weaponized rabies, and then they'll come up with a rabies vaccine as well. So that's what people have to realize. The bottom line, what I tell people, what I would do if I was they, because of course, since I have a delusion of conspiracy, I can't even give medical advice, is that I would not trust any white coat. I would not take anything in a needle. I would not take any drug, because you don't know what's in there unless you made it. As a matter of fact, one of my clients a couple of years ago had told me that, and he owned a medical surgical supply company, he got a call from some federal agent who told him, and this was back in the time of the swine flu vaccine, that there was only one company that had been contracted to make the syringes and needles for the swine flu vaccine, and that he would be prosecuted if he sold any syringes or needles for the swine flu vaccine. And that's what told me there's something else in the needle, which obviously is an RFID chip. So there's all these other realities. They're not conspiracy theories because, you know, if you do your research, you find out what they're up to. So it's not even just the vaccine itself. The very needle could have RFID chips, and they're actually at the nano level at this point. There's all kinds of things that they're doing to depopulate the population and to track them as well.
Dr. Kali, I just wanted to mention that in the French pandemic vaccine contract, there was a section where the French government ordered vaccines for meningitis viruses. I mean, this is something like 1 million or 2 million, I can't remember the exact figure, but that was something that really stood out. I mean, here was supposed to be a swine flu pandemic, but a large quantity of vaccines of the meningitis virus were ordered by the French government and to be given to the people in 2009. So you're absolutely right. People don't know what's going into these vaccines. There seems to be a lot of viruses that are targeting our mental faculties, our brain, and our capacity to think, like the meningitis virus. I'm not sure whether you were aware of what happened in France in 2009. That was the most sinister section of Europe. They came very close to implementing martial law in Europe. This is the country where they came closest to actually locking down the whole of society and forcing people to give the vaccines. They'd set up lots of these special vaccine centers, some of them with security measures, like bars on the window, whatever, with the aim of force vaccinating the entire 100% of the population by January 2010. And nurses and doctors were actually marched out of their hospitals, out of operating rooms, and forced to give people the vaccine in these centers. This was actually happening in France in 2009. Fortunately, again, because of the activity on the internet, information on the alternative media, very few people took it in France, only 6%, and a group of activists filed charges against the French Health Minister, Roselyne Bachelot, alleging that she was massacring the population. It came to a French Paris civil court, I think on January the 4th of 2010, and Bachelot couldn't find the answer, and the next day she went on TV and she said she was abandoning the vaccine campaign in 2009. And then a series of investigations started in the French Parliament, which turned out to be utterly useless. But that was a frightening development in France, where we saw just how close we've come to a situation where the state really does force vaccination the whole population.
Well, it is a frightening indication of what these psychopaths are capable of. However, it is also an uplifting example of what happens when the people say, wait a minute, we're not going to go for this crap. Especially, we have to keep bringing home the point that if you're maimed or killed by their concoction, their witch's brew, you're on your own. You know, we'll throw you a few pennies so you can buy some bread and water. Other than that, you're on your own. You know, who's going to go for this? Anybody that has any working brain cells is going to realize that there is something very fishy going on here. And that's what I'm trying to promote people to get the courage to stand up and say no. No, we're not going to do it. What do you mean that this is going to protect us? How could you possibly test this to make sure it's safe? By definition, if this new bird flu that you're mutating in your laboratories is just now coming to the point where it can be spread and also combined with rabies, then how can we believe that this vaccine you're creating is safe? Of course, we know that it's actually making the diseases happen. But that's the good point, is that we are reaching a critical mass. I know that we are. I've been doing this for 15 years. I've spent my entire life during this time trying to wake people up. And the good news is people are waking up. And now it's time for them to join forces and just say no. And in fact, let these leaders get their vaccinations. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting an injection of normal saline and pretending they're being vaccinated. You know, let the citizens get a bottle of the vaccine from a gigantic supply and bring it forth. And let these people be vaccinated on television. and let's see what they do, because we know that they're not going to ever allow themselves to be contaminated in this way.
You're right. I think that the campaign of 2009 already showed we reached a critical mass, even in France, where people weren't used to going onto the alternative media. There was a rebellion against the orders to take the vaccine from the government. And at least in Europe, I think we've seen a profound, fundamental, and permanent shift. People up to that point have been more or less trusting of the mainstream media and the government and the medical establishment. They had more or less succeeded in burying all the many scandals over the decades. And after that point, people became aware that it's a whole mass of lies and propaganda. And so many, many new scandals have come out in France. The damage done by other drugs has emerged. Thousands of people have been died as a result of many of the drugs that were given approval by the French authorities. And in Germany as well, new scandals appear almost every week about how doctors are paid money to give people operations they don't need, or chemotherapy they don't need, or other drugs they don't need. So I think at least in Europe we've seen a huge shift, unprecedented shift, where people are going onto the internet, informing themselves about going on, getting interested in these things, and becoming very skeptical about the medical establishment. There's been a huge drop in the number of people taking vaccines in Europe, even the ordinary seasonal flu vaccines, and I don't think they're ever going to regain the trust of the ordinary people again. Governments, the medical establishment, and the mainstream media squandered whatever credibility they had in 2009. And the only question now is, I think, at least in Europe, is how quickly is the system going to break down? And how soon are we going to see a new system emerge? And what is this new system going to be? I guess, at least from my perspective here, I don't see them being able to get away with this pandemic attempt a second time. I think it could result in a really major revolt among the population.
Exactly. And the new system that has emerged is for people to realize that eating nutritious, non-pesticided, non-GMO food, drinking clean water, breathing clean air, although that's more and more impossible with all the chemtrails globally, and avoiding the white coats, because in fact, the drugs prescribed by medical doctors in the United States is actually being admitted in the mainstream media. There's more deaths every year from prescribed drugs prescribed properly than any other, you know, condition. The doctors are the ones killing people. And so this is why, here in the States, they brought up this whole Obamacare scam. And Obamacare, what it does is it forces people, like me, I haven't had, quote-unquote, medical insurance for 15 years. I do natural remedies that I teach my clients about. I will never take their toxic drugs. So what they're trying to do now is force people like me to get medical insurance, because the medical insurance will force you to get vaccines and mammograms and other things to keep your medical insurance. So what people have to do is just say no. You know, as far as I'm concerned, whatever, you know, extortion fee, tax fee, whatever I have to pay, because I will not get insurance, that's what I will do. But we need more and more people to realize that medical insurance was designed to force people to go with Big Pharma. Big Pharma, the reason we have pre-existing conditions is because Big Pharma cures nothing. In fact, when you investigate further, you find Big Pharma creates disease. So people need to realize they have to start listening to their grandmas. You know, go back to nature. Eat good food, as I said, drink good water. Stay away from the white coats, and you will be fine. And, you know, colloidal silver is a way to combat all of these different organisms. Here in the United States, we have 1,300 biowarfare labs. You know, talk about a red flag. They are creating emerging viruses. So people have to realize not only are there natural things to reverse all conditions, but that their own governments are charging them to create organisms and toxic drug applications that are killing them. That, to me, is the biggest wake-up call that there is.
I think Obamacare sounds really sinister, Dr. Carley. I mean, the idea that people can now or will be forced to enter this system where they're going to have to, may have to take all these drugs, as you said, to keep their insurance. I mean, I think it's really time for people not just to stand up and say no, but to dismantle all these apparatus which allow the medical establishment of government to poison and kill people. These pandemic towns have to be dismantled. It's really a great thing that they're still in place, in spite of the scandal surrounding the 2009 pandemic vaccines. They're still there, and they're still ready to be implemented. I think we really have to organize now and just dismantle all these medical genocidal systems that have been built up in the background before they cause real damage.
I totally agree. And in fact, it's the governments themselves that are going to have to be dismantled because, basically, you know, they're allowing all of this to happen. And it's got to be such a disgusting, situation where the United States Supreme Court deems that corporations are persons. They can, give whatever amount of money they want to give to their political puppets in order to, you know, stay in office. And as I said, when they are guilty of crimes, when they're killing people, they never go to jail. They pay some fine, which goes into the government coffers, so it's kind of like a joke. The people that we have here in the District of Criminals, they're prostitutes. They take money to sell out their own constituents, and that whole way of being has to be shut down. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know that the system we have here in the United States, it's the most ugly, evil system that there is. And now what is the United States doing? It's trying to spread its form of democracy all over the Middle East. What a joke. You know, if this is democracy, you know, we're living like in an opposite day type situation. And like I said before, the good news is people are waking up and they're realizing that this is insane. Of course, they have the military and the police under their control as their puppets. But like you said, Jane, the military and the police are saying, wait a minute, we don't want to get these jabs either. So I think there's going to be a lot of those individuals that say, no, we are not going to shoot these people or put them in quarantine if they refuse to do what we won't do. So that's going to be a really good thing when that really comes to pass.
I think that was a key reason why the swine flu vaccine campaign in 2009 didn't work. The government realized the military and the police were not on board. They had also seen through the whole scam, and they weren't prepared to force vaccinate and shoot people and take this vaccine themselves. And I don't think they're going to be ready to do that this time. You're absolutely, what you described as a political system in the U.S. is exactly the same in Europe. In Germany and Austria, the political parties are all corrupted, all marching to the same tune. In Germany, this week, there was just this most amazing situation where the parliament, the lawmakers from all the parties basically voted to abolish democracy and the sovereignty of Germany against the constitution and to hand the whole budget and tax revenues to the EU or this sort of, you know, special fund or which will channel it basically to the banks or to the creditors. Hundreds of trillions of tax revenues impoverishing the whole of Germany and of course all the other countries. And this happened in front of everybody's eyes, and I think people couldn't believe what a cynical and corrupt group of people the German parliament is. Fortunately, lots of groups of people then filed charges at the Constitutional Court, and the Constitutional Court, to everyone's amazement, actually said now it's going to take 2 months looking at these complaints, whether they dare stop this outrageous violation of the German constitution and the robbery of everybody's tax money is an open question, but it's certainly not going to be as easy for these super rich elites to just plunder Europe as they thought it was going to be even a couple of years ago.
As a matter of fact, in Germany, some of the most cutting edge healing technologies that have ever been created exist. And Angela Merkel, she's obviously a minion because she's standing right behind her marching orders, especially involving Codex Alimentarius. In Germany, they're already making it very difficult for citizens to get the things that will actually heal them. And that's what people have to realize, is that, you know, the bad news is that these corrupt governments are creating these organisms and other things that are killing us. The good news is the solutions are already available. And the psychopaths who are suppressing all this information, they have to be exposed and brought down. And it is happening. I know it's happening, and I'm very uplifted by that. And actually, I think it's going to be funny how it all works out, Jane, because, you see, they're so stupid. They tried this with the swine flu in 2009. It didn't work. And now they're trying it again with a public that's already educated themselves and already knows what the scam is. So they're making it more obvious what their actual intentions are.
This is. I mean, we know the devil is a murderer and a liar, but now we're finding out the devil is also incredibly stupid. I mean, it's just 3 years since their campaign flopped massively, since it created a shockwave in European society, at least, a whole new awareness about the corruption of government at every level. And they're trying to do this again, trying to use this cannibal treat babies virus and put in an extra shock and awe factor. Maybe at the Olympics start some kind of scare going. But they completely misjudged the situation. They thought behind the scenes they could kill, you know, wipe out half the Polish government, have me confined and a few other people incapacitated. But the fact is, we're all still here. At least I'm here, you're here, so next work is still here, the internet is up and running, we're here to warn people as we were in 2009. People still do have a brain, and they may well get away with this, as I say, in Africa. Unfortunately, the people there are much more vulnerable, much more poor, and easily prey for these massive major corporations. But I don't see it working in Europe. It doesn't matter how rapidly the economy crashes, how much conflict there is, people are not going to take this vaccine. I'm 100% convinced about that.
Right. And no matter what they try to do to actually wipe out our consciousness with vaccines, fluoride, aspartame, the list of poisons that they have allowed into the food supply is endless. But somehow, and see, it's just amazing to me that, you know, there is a force for good. There is a spiritual force for good. And that will win out in the end. It's going to get ugly, and they're basically gnashing their teeth now. That's how I look at it. They're desperate. They don't know what to do because people aren't going along with their program. But, in fact, in the end, once they're exposed as to what their actual agenda is, I can't even imagine the consequences that are going to come down on these psychopaths. Where are they going to hide? Actually, I'm convinced that the reason that this country has created, you know, a space program is because these psychopaths need an escape route. They have to find another planet to inhabit to destroy. But in fact, there's not going to be a rock that they can hide under. And like I said, I don't promote violence. What I envision is a gigantic glass prison in a state like Arizona where these people can be put. Of course, they'll have to get all the vaccines in order to go into the prison. I'll be happy to administer them, and where people can ask some hard questions. And they're going to be under the light of day, you know, all during the daytime, in order for them to face the fact that they are exposed, that we know what they're doing. And I actually think it's quite comical, although I know a lot of people are going to be damaged, because there are people that are going to buy into this. In my own family, my own family doesn't listen to me. Most of my parents were killed by the white coats in the last 2 years. My younger sister is now dying of chemo and radiation from breast cancer. They won't listen to me. And it's very sad. The people that won't do their homework, that's why I always tell people, don't believe me, don't believe Jane, check it out for yourself. Because if you just do, you know, a weekend's worth of research on the internet, and, of course, you have to use your intuition and to weed out the disinformers, but it's self-evident. The whole idea of vaccine, Jane, to begin with, they're telling us we have a very dangerous germ, and we're going to protect you from the very dangerous germ by putting it in a syringe, combining it with all these toxic poisons, and that's going to protect you. Let's start there. You know, once you actually think about that, it's insane. And of course, they can't prove, there has never been a single study that proved that vaccines were either safe or effective. So once you start there and people realize they have to check things out for themselves, one of the funniest things that I encounter, I get calls from people every day from all over the world, and they will tell me, oh, Dr. Crowley, I don't have a medical degree. And my answer to them is, good, you still have your common sense. You weren't indoctrinated with propaganda in an institute of quote-unquote higher learning. And that's the first thing I bring forth to them. If a bug is dangerous, are you going to inject it into yourself along with all kinds of other chemical toxins? Is that going to protect you? Does that make sense? Common sense. We have to get back to common sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, most of us get our instructed to the airways. So what's the point of it of injecting this virus into the blood? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all, as you say. I mean, if somebody's got a wound in their arm, are you going to just slash them and give them another wound? Is that going to help, you know, how you heal their first wound? None of it makes sense. As soon as you start, as you say, thinking for yourself, you realize the whole thing is built on sand. And I think a crucial factor now is that people are seeing through the second layer of lies in the alternative media. We just touched on this briefly about Alex Jones, and I'm pretty convinced he's part of the second level of defense and of propaganda and lies with the globalists still around their activities. But interestingly, people are seeing through that. Look at what happened with Rand Paul, and Rand Paul, Alex Jones, you know, took the audience and kind of directed them towards Rand Paul and Rand Paul, and then as soon as Rand Paul was in a position of some political power, he just turned around and just hands his power to Mitt Romney, you know. So people very soon saw through this, that this was just the same kind of flip-flop operation that Alex Jones was always talking about in relation to the mainstream media parties. And it was Alex Jones who promoted the PACE inquiry in 2010, headed by Wolfgang Wodarg and Paul Flynn here in Europe, which was supposed to look into the swine flu pandemic, and which excluded all the evidence that the vaccines were caused to damage, the key evidence. And that's why we didn't get a reform of our pandemic plans. That's why they're still there. Nothing has been done to touch the essential machinery of vaccination. And I think once people see through the second layer of lies, Alex Jones and the whole group around him, he always has the same experts to reinforce each other, brings in good, honest people occasionally to give himself some credibility, like yourself and others. But then the globalists really have no more defenses. Their defenses have been mind control, lies, getting people to believe in vaccines and pandemics, getting them, when they find out about the lies, to invest their energy in useless projects like Rand Paul or the PACE inquiry, and then finding that everything is just the way it was before. And I think this is a crucial development. How do you see it?
I totally agree with you. I already knew that Alex Jones was a disinformer. The only reason I agreed to go, I was on the show three times before our joint interview was mysteriously, nixed. But I went on the show because I wanted people to get, you know, my information. But in fact, what I always tell people is, people that tell the truth aren't multimillionaires. That's number one. Okay, and in the case of Ron Paul and Rand Paul, it's really so obvious. You know, Ron Paul is calling for an audit of the Federal Reserve. We don't need to audit the Federal Reserve. We already know what the deal is. And I had actually contacted Ron Paul a number of years ago. He's a doctor, after all. And I told him the result of my research into vaccines. And his only response was, good luck. You know, no comment other than that. And the weird thing that happened when the Republican presidential candidates were allegedly vying to see who would be the ultimate candidate to go against the traitor in the White House, Barack Obama, the one person who did mention vaccines was Michelle Bachus. Bachus? Is that her name? Bachman. Michelle Bachman. And she talked about the Gardasil vaccine causing brain damage. And I was waiting to hear what Ron Paul would say. Absolutely nothing. And in fact, the mainstream media used that comment by her as an excuse to totally make her, you know, a conspiracy theorist, you know, basically put her to the side, and that was the end of Michelle Bachman. So that was kind of obvious to me. But yes, in fact, that's what people have to realize. These psychopaths have created so many layers to their disinformation. And they even have some of their disinformers go against other disinformers to create total confusion. Nobody has a clue what's actually happening. That's why you have to do your own research. And in fact, the confusion helps them because the people can't even conceive of the evil that we're dealing with. That's our main problem. And in fact, the entire United States government, they're all treasonous. They all have to be hung by the neck until dead. That is the penalty for treason. I don't know how that's going to happen. But what I do wish is that the military would wake up and realize that more of the military is being killed by vaccines than is even being killed by gunfire. And hopefully, if they come to that realization, they may follow their oath to protect us from enemies within.
Absolutely right. You're talking about high treason. About 1,000 or more thousand people in Germany filed criminal charges against their politicians just a couple of days ago, also for high treason, for abolishing basically the country and democracy and instituting this ESM, European Stability Mechanism, control of all the taxes. That's taxation without representation. So it's just so blatant and so obvious and so shameless that people are just mobilizing at least in Europe on every level to try and counteract it. What we still need is a viable program and a political vehicle to see our hopes for new society translated into reality, somebody in parliament or whatever, abolishing all these pandemic plans and, as you say, just going back to homeopathy and doing very simple things. And this could be possible if the awareness continues to grow at the rate it has been growing in Europe. But let's see what happens.
You just gave me a great idea, a new party in all countries. People with a conscience, you know. Wouldn't that be funny how that works out? People with a conscience. You have to prove you have a conscience in order to be the leader of that party. That would be a fantastic thing. Go ahead.
I'm thinking more pragmatic approach. I'm just saying, it's not even a party, it's a program, and the program has like 10 things. Whoever votes for this program wants to see all the pandemic plans abolished for Obamacare, the money supplied by the public again, and just Codex Elementaris abolished or whatever, and just put this program before the people and say, if you vote for this program, it doesn't matter what person. Is it the Parliament or Senate or whatever, these are laws that are going to be pushed for and implemented. And that, I'm really seriously thinking about trying to start something like this in Europe and unite all the people in Europe around this program, because we're all suffering from exactly the same attack, you know.
Okay, and that brings to mind the precautionary principle. The precautionary principle is the principle by which you state that nothing can be brought to an effective population unless it's proven that it's safe. In this hell in which we live, we have the opposite. They can bring anything they want to the population, be it GMO food, chemtrails, vaccines, the list is endless. We have to prove that it's bad after they bring it into the public, which is insane, because why should they be allowed to bring it into the public in the first place without proving that it's safe? And that is the major point that I view as a breaking point, that we have to change everything. We are not going to spend our taxpayer money on anything until it's proven to be safe. And guess what? that meant scientists are out of business.
That's exactly the principle that, encoded in the Nuremberg trials, that people cannot be just used as guinea pigs, as you describe it, and be given drugs that haven't been proved to be safe at all, but they're being used as guinea pigs in this huge laboratory. And I agree, it's absolutely unacceptable.
Exactly. I think we have a caller, Alex Hunter. Go ahead, Alex, if you have a comment.
Hi. Thanks very much for the work you're both doing to fight for humanity. We're very impressed with the show and your work, Jane, and yours, Dr. Carley. It's always been a pleasure to listen to you and learn from you both. I'd like to bring up the fact that the indigenous population was experimented on with vaccinations and medical and surgical, basically military medical and surgical experimentation. And that we have proof of that through Kevin and Ed's work and others like him that have been fighting to try and expose it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, well, you're both doing a great job. I don't want to take too much of your time just to mention that point as it fits into the conversation here. And to encourage you both that we have many people listening. And as we were advertising your show on Facebook, suddenly for the first time now since we've been getting censored as we do that, it came up that your radio show somehow has something that they find offensive and blocked as having some kind of abusive content in it. That would be the truth. So keep going. You're doing a good job. Thank you very much. And we'll let you get back to the show.
Thank you. Actually, it's very funny what you're saying, Alex, because the antivirus software that I have on my computers oftentimes won't allow me onto different sites that I try to get on that are, you know, truthful sites telling me that it's objectionable content. So, you know, obviously, it's all controlled by the same minions that are in control of everything else. Let them do what they're doing. See, they don't realize. They're taking off their mask. They're proving what they're actually doing. And, yes, it's very important. The people are waking up, and Alex Hunter is a major activist in Canada in regards to electromagnetic weapons and chemtrails and all kinds of things that are being done. We have so many people, Jane, and I'm sure you're aware of this, that are actually investigating things for themselves and are suffering the consequences of that investigation. But if you have a conscience and a backbone, it's not going to work. Because, you see, as I said at the beginning of the show, the way I look at things is if they kill me, I go on vacation, and I will find a way to come back, and I will be a problem for these monsters. I'll be watching them and dealing with them because I will not live in a world in which they're creating. This psychopathic concept of control and forcing people to do things. Why can't we do what we want? I want to eat organic food. I don't want pesticides. I don't want GMO. I don't want to be sprayed like a pest with chemtrails. I don't want Obamacare telling me I have to have my breast radiated so that I get breast cancer. The list is endless. People have to stand up. They don't realize their power. There are more of us than there are of them. And as more and more people say, I'm already dead, so I have nothing to lose. Let me stand up. In whatever way I decide to do, not many people will do what Jane and I and Alex are doing and put our lives on the line. But that's okay. Do whatever you can do in your own family, community, whatever. Tell the truth. Tell them to check things out for themselves. We are actually at a very exciting time in history because these psychopaths have been doing this for eons. And now it's all coming to light. And it's really funny how it all works out because the internet was developed for nefarious purposes, but instead it's actually waking up a lot of people. So they're trying to find different ways to shut it down, such as, you know, antivirus software telling you that a certain website or show is objectionable. Ha, ha, ha. I don't buy it. So, please comment, Jane.
You're absolutely right. I think the internet has become a tool for enlightenment, spreading awareness. We can see in detail how these people operate. We can see that their incredible deceit, their satanic evil, which motivates them to try and wipe out virtually the entire globe. And we can see all of this just by doing some research on the internet, and we can counteract their schemes. We can effectively warn people and stop vaccine campaigns. We've been incredibly successful. And I think it is a very exciting time in history. I've learned a lot in the last 3 years. It's been very hard and in many ways traumatic. But I have to say, I've come through it all. And I feel I've become a better person through it. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I've grown. I've learned a lot more. I feel much more confident. And I no longer fear death in any shape or form, which is quite strange. You think I'd be more afraid now than I was 3 years ago. So on a personal level, I can say we really don't have anything to fear. We just have to stand up for what is right and what is good and do our best. And we will reap the personal rewards and feel secure, more confident, and less fearful than when we refuse to stand up to these evil powers.
Right. You are a warrior, James, as am I, and we cannot lick the boots of our masters who are psychopaths. Anybody that does that, who crosses the line, I had a call from a woman this week. She's an NIADC researcher, actually helps write grants for other people like the Wistar Institute that's creating weaponized rabies. And she's being killed by the white coats. She wanted me to help her. And I started talking to her about, well, okay, so you're telling me that you know what's going on because you work for these monsters, and why do you work for the monsters? And her answer was, well, I'm a single mother, I have to put food on the table. Stop selling your soul for cash, people. Jane refused to do so. She's a world-renowned journalist. She refused to not tell the truth. They came against her. She keeps on going. I was a medical doctor, well, I'm still a medical doctor, but I spent 17 years in their, abodes of higher learning to become one of them, and when I saw what they were doing, I said, no, I'm going to go after you. You see, we have to stop selling our soul for cash. Aiding and abetting these monsters is not going to work, and there's more of us than there is of them, and so we must stand up if we care about humanity. With these vaccines, Jane, I'm sure you realize, we're talking about the potential extinction of the human race because they are actually inserting DNA from animals that's creating chimeras. They can actually alter our very genetic structure. That's what they're doing. That's what this whole thing is about. They're creating infertility. I could go on for days. I have proof of everything I'm saying. And so if we want the human race to continue, the humans that have a conscience, we must do the right thing. And especially anybody that's got children. If you are selling your soul for cash, if you are working for the psychopaths, put food on the table, at the same time you are actually aiding and abetting their own extinction. Stop doing it.
Absolutely right. They're always using the need for people have to keep their homes going, their families going, as a means to try and get them to work for the system, and their own destruction, the destruction of themselves, their own children. And my experience, your experience is very positive. If you step outside the system and begin to fight them, you actually do succeed, you learn a lot, and you end up in a much more confident and secure personal position than before without any of the fears that you can't keep yourself you may have had, at least I had 3 years ago. So there's nothing to fear. I think that's the bottom line, I think, you know.
Yes, and evil is evil even to its own. There's a number, I just talked about at the beginning of the show, these FDA scientists who are turning in the FDA for the crimes against humanity, and they're being persecuted now. We have all kinds of CIA scientists. I don't know what the latest number is. There's actually a website that tracks how many CIA scientists have been killed. I mean, evil is evil even to its own. So if you think that you can work for evil and put a paycheck in your bank account and put food on the table while aiding and abetting your own destruction, then that is the definition of insanity as far as I'm concerned. But I think more and more people are waking up to that. Okay, Abby, who is the daughter of Alex Hunter, wants to say something. Are you there, Abby?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that in 2009 of June, my brother was in grade 7, I think, and he was part of the forced vaccination, like part of Jane Bergermeister's forced vaccination form. And so during the week of vaccines at our middle school there, Aiden was taken out of school by our dad for the whole week, right, because he didn't want vaccinated. And he like, wrote a form saying, I do not want my son vaccinated under any circumstances, right? And so he took Aiden away for the week, and he put him back in the next week. And the receptionist in the office went to Aiden's classroom and said, you want down the office, please, like, come down, right? And he didn't know what's wrong, right? So he just went down, and she shoved him inside the medical room, and there were two nurses on either side, and he, stabbed needles into his arm, and it was chicken pox, and he already had his chicken pox, and he was, like, 3 or whatever, and his third MMR, and so ever since then, his ability to do anything, I guess, has gone down by a percentage. Like, that's very noticeable, right? Like maybe it's gone down maybe 30% or more, right? And we tried to get some of that back by taking Suya, I think that's called. Yeah, Suya, right? So we just wanted to say that.
Okay. This is an assault, okay? If people don't realize this is a biological assault, Alice took his son out of school to prevent him from being assaulted with a bioweapon. And as soon as the child went back to school, they assaulted him with a bioweapon. People have to look at it in that frame. Because basically, they're trying to scare us with the terrorists, okay? Who are the terrorists? They're the nurses in the schools who are assaulting the children with bioweapons, despite the fact that the parents say no. This is criminal. They should be charged with crimes against humanity. I mean, people have to look at it in this frame. What do you think, Jane?
That story is one of the most shocking I've ever heard, because this poor boy was even lured into this room with deceit, and before he knew what he could do, he found himself getting injected with these damaging vaccines, and he's the one who now has to pay the price and suffer the consequences. Not the nurses who gave it to him, not the school principal, not the government that ordered it. This poor boy and his family have to bear the consequences. And I think it's time for all of us now to start organizing, not through channels like Alex Jones or Rand Paul, but really organizing new parties, new programs to make sure that Obamacare is abolished, these mass vaccination programs are abolished, we have an end to the private Federal Reserve and the private European Central Bank and UK Bank. We, the people, have to find new ways of organizing to stop these atrocious crimes, and that what you described is a crime.
Can I just say something quickly? Wait, let me ask you, Abby. So, I don't remember having discussed this with your father. After this happened to your brother, I'm sure that he complained or objected or whatever. Whatever came of that?
He didn't know what to do because Dad taught us to always, like, respect our elders, I guess, right? And so, when Dad went to go pick him up after school, he said, Dad, they got me, right? And Dad's like, what do you mean? And Aiden was like, oh, well, they vaccinated me. And Dad was really, really mad, right? But when Dad was signing that piece of paper, the receptionist that went to get Aiden saw him sign it that said, I do not want Aiden vaccinated under any circumstances, right? And the principal wasn't a part of it, right? She wasn't in the office when Aiden was vaccinated. But this Jerry Holm was, and she saw Dad signing the paper.
Right. And see, that's what people have to realize. The way they get out of a quote-unquote legal responsibility is that usually in the schools, the people that are the vaccinators are subcontractors. So the schools can claim, oh, we didn't know what they were doing. We had no we hired these people to do whatever, but we're not even allowed to know what they do. I've had many different people call me and tell me that. So the subcontractor scam, that's a way that they avoid responsibility. But this is criminal, and that's what people have to realize. And that's why I know that Aiden and Abby are now homeschooled. Alex took his children out of school. He said, enough of that crap. I'm not going to allow my children to be in a place where they're going to be assaulted with bioweapons, especially when I send in written documentation that I will not allow this to happen. So that's why more and more people, what I suggest to all people that I talk to, have your babies at home. Do not give them social security numbers. Do not allow them to be put into the system in any way, shape, or form. Homeschool them and decide for yourself what's going to happen to your own children. Once you allow the government to engage them and be their quote-unquote protectors, that's when you're in trouble. Any comments, Elaine?
I just hope Alex homeschooled you, Abby, in blogging, how to set up political parties, how to take that control of the power that people should have, you know, and equips you as well, and you equip yourself with the skills that you will need to defend your rights in future. And I think communication is a major part of those skills. How to blog, how to become a journalist or do basic journalistic tasks, I think would be very useful things to add to your homeschooling program. Kids nowadays need to have a whole range of skills to protect their health and their mental sanity against this evil that has taken over our schools, our medical systems, and our political systems. It's just incredible, really. It's shocking, and I'm very sad to hear that. I'm very glad your father took you out of that school.
Well, Aiden and Abby are actually, I don't even like to call them children, but due to their ages, they're warriors, and they've done their own radio shows, and they're getting the word out there. And that's one thing I feel very bad about. When I was their age, I was totally, in the clouds. I had no clue what was going on. People of today, young children, they don't have a childhood because basically their childhood is being stolen. They're being killed. They're being raped. They're being murdered. They're being assaulted with bioweapons. And they have to take a stand. And Aiden and Abby are two examples of young people who are spreading the word amongst their age group, and that's a very great thing. Abby, do you want to give out any websites or blogs or YouTube that your information is on?
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to say before that after being homeschooled, our marks went up 30%, so I thought that was a good thing. And my dad has a YouTube channel, and it's called Joker Tattoo, J-O-K-E-R, T-A-T-T-O-O-O, and that's on YouTube. Aiden also has one as well. It's called Killer Chemtrails, K-I-L-L-E-R-C-H-E-M-T-R-A-I-L-S. Also, Dad has a Facebook account. His email address, because that's how you search him, right, is A100100Hunter@gmail.com. And so, yeah, you can just contact us like that. Dad has a radio show on Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 7, I think it is. So, yeah.
On this station, exactly.
Yes, on this station.
Right. And that's the good news, Jane, is that young people are now taking up, you know, the cause. And, of course, they haven't yet been sucked into the system where they're going to have to sell their soul to put food on the table. The old people and the young people, those are the ones who actually have to take up arms, and when I say arms, I mean truth, because they don't have to sell their souls in order to get the information out there. And that's very good news, and that's what's happening. And we're almost out of time, Jane, but I just want to ask you, how are things going for you now? They're in Austria. Are you having to consider leaving in order to protect your life, or what's going on?
Well, I certainly am in the process now of moving from Austria. I'm going to move actually to Berlin, I think. I do feel very uncomfortable. I mentioned the psychiatrist who refused to confine me family pretty normal, has not got her license back yet, and it's been delayed and delayed. And I do think one reason could be plans to declare another pandemic emergency. In that case, I could find myself confined or in a position where I'm almost confined very soon here in Austria and worried being back in that sort of situation, and for other reasons, I think personal safety in general, I plan to move. I should mention a police inspector filed charges against this researcher in September 2010, but it hasn't come to court. There's been total silence about it, and all of this makes me think it's really time to leave Austria. I see no future for myself here at all, and I want to breathe again and feel free, and I think any country outside Austria is probably safe for me.
And it's not a matter that you're running because you're scared, because it's the same situation for me. Listen, kill me, I go on vacation. But we're not stupid. Our goal is to continue our mission to its fruition, to unenslave the entire population of the planet. And I so admire you, Jane, for everything that you're doing. And I'm going to ask you to contact me after the show because I have other shows scheduled that I want you to be my guest on. And we are going to take care of business people, and that's what has to happen. First, you have to realize that our biggest problem is that people of conscience cannot even conceive of the level of evil that we are being basically attacked by. All of these psychopaths that control the world, they have no conscience. Once you understand that, then you can actually face the fact that they are actually wanting our own destruction. Are you going to pay for it, people? Are you going to allow it to happen? Or are you going to stand up and say no? That's the big question. Okay, thank you, everybody, for listening. As I said, Jane, please contact me after the show. And spread the word about these shows, people. This archive will be on the Light of Day Radio Show.com within a few hours. If you click on Dr. Carly Archives and then go to under 2012, you'll see the link to click on to reach the These Changing Times Archives and to spread the word about this program. Everybody around the globe that has a conscience is coming together, and these cockroaches will never